This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 11, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Mary Childs and Amanda Aronchek of NPR interviewed American Financial Exchange CEO Richard Sandor on Planet Money on a podcast titled LIBOR Pains. You can listen to it with a link in today's newsletter. Hong Kong Exchange displays a great understanding of the importance of nurturing human potential with their Hong Kong Exchange Mosaic Network. It is an expression. This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 11, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Mary Childs and Amanda Aronchek of NPR interviewed American Financial Exchange CEO Richard Sandor on Planet Money on a podcast titled LIBOR Pains. You can listen to it with a link in today's newsletter. Hong Kong Exchange displays a great understanding of the importance of nurturing human potential with their Hong Kong Exchange Mosaic Network. It is an expression of their creating a culture in which everyone feels empowered. Hong Kong Exchange Mosaic is their new Hong Kong Exchange network that celebrates everyone's abilities. By empowering their colleagues to bring their whole selves to work, Hong Kong Exchange leverages individuals' unique abilities, helping them to deliver the excellence and create a healthy, fun, and collaborative workplace. Tori Colley, Group Chief Communications Officer and sponsor of Hong Kong Exchange Mosaic, had this to say: Mosaic is our network for people with different abilities, for those supporting family and friends with disability, and for supporting good mental health. We want to celebrate each person's uniqueness and the contribution they make to our community. OCC gave a shout out on LinkedIn to some of its new hires, which is a nice way to publicly welcome them to the organization. The new hires are Daniel Fernandez, Abhishek Nagpal, Derek Backer, Zephania M., Amanda Klijewski, Lena Wen, Jason Todorovsky, Arwa Madhawala, Katie Luther, Say Asrita K., and Hector Rubalcava. Frankfurt 2022 Derivatives Forum will take place on March 29th to 30th. The conference is focused on trading and clearing for derivatives and security financing across asset classes. More information is available with a link in today's newsletter. David M. Solomon is starting his fourth year as chairman and CEO of Goldman Sachs. Has it been that long already? Congratulations to JLN alumni Doug Ashburn, who's been promoted to Vice President for Editorial Content at T3 Custom. Doug is a JLN success story who joined us after completing an MBA at the Stewart School of Business at Illinois Tech and a 20-year trading career on the floor of the CME in currency options to lead the effort developing Markets Reform Wiki. He went on to develop skills in video and audio production and business development for JLN. Congratulations, Doug. Robbins Wigglesworth, a global finance correspondent with the Financial Times, has his first book coming out this week titled Trillions. In the book, he looks at the history of passive investing from the early days that created the first generation of index funds up until now, with titanic multi-trillion dollar investment empires. You can pre-order the book online via a link in today's newsletter. Speaking of books, the Washington Post has an article titled How JFK Used James Bond to Fight the Cold War that tells how Jack Kennedy was given a copy of Ian Fleming's Casino Royale, the first of the 007 novels, by a friend while he was in the hospital recovering from back surgery. That started his love of James Bond. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. The STA 2021 conference held in Washington last week covered an array of market structure and regulation topics facing the equity markets, and on Thursday it addressed challenges to equity standards stemming from competition from digital asset investment. In one panel with Greg Tussar, Vice President of Institutional Products for Coinbase, and Tom Chippas, CEO of ErisX, Tussar said it was not until last year that he saw a surge of interest in digital assets from institutions. Looking to the distant forward of the world of crypto will look very different from equities, Tussar said, with decentralized applications the general direction of travel. Crypto trading is inherently very different from that of equities, Chippas said. You can have millions of trades take place on a decentralized exchange without settlement, and that's normal. And the notion of trading 24/7 now discussed by equity market participants is already taking place. Tussar said when something happens in crypto, it's over months, not years. The challenge is knowing what to bring along and what to leave behind. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the chief medical advisor to the president, said over the past weekend that it is okay for kids to go trick-or-treating this year, particularly if vaccinated. Since it's mainly an outdoor activity, he thinks the risk is low. So put on that Squid Game costume, seems to be the popular one this year, and go get some candy or steal some from your kid's goodie bag. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The spread. Most equity markets track higher, undaunted by debt ceiling debate. Jobs report a fresh take on the term of the week. Stocks up, put options dominate amid roller coaster moves. An all-new look at the term of the week with Alex Perry. You can watch the spread with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Can your career help change the world? You have 80,000 hours to try. Many of us want jobs that contribute to the social good. Effective altruists say some lines of work benefit humanity more than others, and those positions might surprise you. Most of us hope our jobs make a positive difference in the world. It's one reason companies have infused their mission statements with lofty goals of improving lives and talk of broader purpose in recent years. Some workers aren't leaving that to chance, using an evidence-based approach to pursue careers they believe will provide the maximum benefit to humanity. My comment, you can help change the world by just waking up every morning. Start there. Here's a press release from Citadel. Citadel and Citadel Securities partner with Thrive Scholars to unlock opportunities for high-achieving students of color from low-income communities. Citadel and Citadel Securities have partnered with Thrive Scholars to provide high-achieving students of color from low-income communities with support to succeed at top colleges and in developing meaningful careers. By working with Thrive, Citadel and Citadel Securities will open opportunities to students with an interest in STEM and finance and invest in increasing industry diversity over time. My comment, Ken Griffin is a big part of the Chicago charitable community. I hope Citadel will not relocate its operations as he suggested they might. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. Severe drought adds to Afghanistan's woes, endangering millions as economy collapses. Farmers who survived two decades of war abandon land as water sources dry up. Afghan farmer Niamatullah survived nearly two decades of conflict, growing beans, wheat, and corn in the Helmand province as war raged around him. When he finally decided to uproot his family and flee last month, it was because of weather. One of the worst droughts in decades in Afghanistan parched the fields of the 38-year-old who goes by a single name, leaving his crops withered and worthless. He felt he had no choice but to pack up his 15-member extended family into a rented truck and head out to search for day labor somewhere less desperate. Our children are crying because there's nothing to eat, he said. Afghanistan is so complicated, but people starving is not. Forget the politics. They need help, and we should all help. Here's a story from Bloomberg News. Five traders tell us how to survive a world of disrupted markets. Trading requires constant vigilance and the ability to adapt and profit from disruptions. But what happens when the act of trading itself is disrupted? To get a glimpse of the life of a trader in 2021, Bloomberg Markets asked five reporters, Justina Lee in London, Divna Balji in Toronto, Liz Capo McCormick and Sonali Basak in New York, and Rebecca Chun Wilkins in Hong Kong to interview traders. They quizzed them about how they got into the business, what their typical day is like, how their market and investing strategy is changing, and what advice they'd give to budding traders. All are grappling with the COVID-19 pandemic, the rise of new asset classes and technologies, the unprecedented flood of money from the world's central banks, and the age-old challenge of keeping their emotions in check. The interviews, conducted in late August and early September, have been edited and condensed for clarity. My comment: are these the five guys who started a burger chain? Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was "Clearing will determine if Brexit self-harm goes both ways" from the Financial Times. Second was CFTC expanding anti-manipulation powers to punish misrepresentations to futures exchanges and FCMs from JD Supra. Third was JLN's SEC Commissioner Alan Harrison Lee addresses payment for order flow, retail trading, and crypto at STA conference. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.